and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today's podcast will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about digital transformation, but were afraid to ask. And today I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions. Eric, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
What is digital transformation for those who are new to the term? Let's just start from the beginning there.
Sure. Well, it's one of those terms that you hear a lot about, and everyone seems to have a different meaning about what it entails. But essentially, when we talk about digital transformation, we're referring to the use of technology to make quantum improvements to a business rather than more incremental adjustments. A lot of times when companies are implementing ERP systems, for example, they're looking at just making kind of incremental changes to the way they've always done business. So it's not that they're not making improvements, they're just looking at more incremental improvements. When you talk about digital transformation, on the other hand, you're talking about completely overhauling an organization's business model, as well as the way they operate. And you're taking more of a clean slate approach to really rethinking the business model and the operational model to figure out how can we use technology to really take that quantum leap to get us to the next level and help us deal with any sorts of changes that might be having in the industry and help us compete better with people that we're competing against.
What are the major components of digital transformation?
A lot of companies will start with ERP software. That tends to be kind of top of mind for a lot of companies to think, you know, how can we leverage technology to automate some of our back office functions via ERP software? But really, digital transformation can entail any number of technologies. So it could include ERP software, but it could also include other things besides ERP software. It could include human capital management systems. It could include e-commerce, business intelligence, mobile applications, analytics, Internet of Things, a host of other possibilities. There's really no, there's an endless number of technologies that digital transformation could assume. And it's important to note that digital transformation isn't specific to any one technology. It's really looking at what type of technology can we leverage that's out there to improve our business, help us get to the next level. And it doesn't really matter if it's ERP or HCM or e-commerce or whatever, as long as it fits our corporate strategy and our overall business strategy. So digital strategies are typically heavily driven and influenced by an overarching business strategy, rather than an IT department deciding that they just want to upgrade their current system.
Okay. So how would you say digital transformation differs from ERP software implementations?
Well, as I mentioned in passing a few minutes ago, digital transformation is typically more of a revolutionary change to a business.
Right.
Whereas when you're looking at ERP software initiatives, you think of it as more of an evolutionary type of change to your business. And digital strategies are more commonly going to leverage more innovative technologies. Mm-hmm. So it's not to say that ERP systems can't be innovative, but again, you're not being myopically focused on ERP systems when you're looking at more of a broader, holistic digital transformation. So ERP systems are more commonly involving an upgraded, outdated back office system, whereas digital transformation is saying, okay, that's fine, we can do that as part of our digital transformation, but we should also look at the rest of our organization to figure out how we can leverage different types of technologies to make our business better. And it's important to note that these aren't necessarily two different options necessarily. It just means that, you know, ERP systems could be done on their own, but they could also be something that coexists with a digital transformation, and they can be one of many multiple components of a more comprehensive digital strategy.
So, Eric, how do I know if digital transformation is going to be the right choice for my organization?
I think it really comes down to risk and reward. Digital transformation is typically going to entail more change, more technology, more time, more money, more intense changes to people's jobs. And on the flip side, the digital transformation on the benefit side, typically, if it's done right, will yield a bigger ROI and payback. So typically, there's more to gain from the higher risk aspect of digital transformation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, digital transformation is typically more suitable for organizations that are aggressively pursuing growth, they're experiencing tectonic shifts in their industries, and or they're interested in overhauling their business models to be more competitive. A couple of examples of clients or industry verticals that our clients work in where we've seen this type of disruption We've seen the publishing industry is one example, just because they're ripe for digital transformation, because their product, which is print publications, right, are quickly becoming obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
Technology such as mobile apps and the internet are cannibalizing their legacy products, and print-only organizations are struggling to keep up with this evolving competitive landscape. Another example is retail. I think that's one that a lot of people understand, just because so many people use Amazon. A lot of brick-and-mortar retail organizations are really struggling to figure out, how do we compete with Amazon? How can we provide a unique customer experience? How can we compete on something other than just cost, which is what Amazon's competing